fucking thing that rocks.
Hey there, good morning.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
8:15, Brock Hunter.
You know I'm doing the dance down here. You know I'm doing the dance.
You are? No, you're not. You're sitting on your couch. You're not doing the
Hey, I got a question for you, man, real quick.
Yeah.
Do you need some balls?
Do I need some balls? No.
Yeah,
no,
I knew you lost yours a long time ago. My cat's donating a pair of balls today.
Oh, he's getting snipped. The new one. Nice, nice.
Just got taken in.
Is that what I heard earlier? Was the cat yelling, "Meow, don't take my balls, meow, don't take my balls, meow."
Yeah. I'm sorry.
So is the wife taking, that's the new cat you got, right?
Yes. So she just dropped him off, Taz, we call him, or Dale, a.k.a. Dale, because he's fast like Dale Earnhardt. She just dropped him off, came back. You know what? One of the first things she says, she's like, I wonder what do they do with the balls? Like, I don't think we get to keep them, Amanda. She's like, do they throw them away? Because that would be terrible.
What else are they going to do?
What do you want them to do with them?
So there's two options. You can get them put into a little glass jar, and you can take them home with you. Or we will bronze them and mount them on a little plaque.
I'm on a necklace. Can you put them on a necklace for me? I'll keep one. You keep one. It'll be...
You get a little thing to hang on your rearview mirror.
Yes. Or no, yeah, bronze him and I'll hang him on the back of the CRV. Yeah.
It's like the old, there you go, little truck nuts. Or it's like the old, you know, like when people used to get their baby shoes like bronzed and put on there. You just do it like that.
Yeah.
What are those? Oh, those are my cat's balls. What? Why? Why do you, I don't know. I want to leave your house now. This is weird.
My God, look at those things.
Huge, big old meaty clackers up there on the mantle. All right, well, that was weird. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
I don't know if we can top mounted cat balls. As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best balls in the buds in the business.
How dare you? How dare you? I'm sorry, Katie. What's up, Katie?
What's up, Katie?
Let's get into it here. I kind of want to do this one. Maybe that's something we talk about. Let's do this because this is more WTF than the other story. But there is another story I want to talk to you about later because it has to involve fishing. This one took place late Sunday night. Clearwater, Florida. Cops got a call about a fight in a parking lot of a mall. When they got there, they found a couple, quote, naked within the car and wrestling with each other. All right. Little naked wrestling right there. I like that. The cops,
little Greco-Roman,
some old Greek style there. The cops separated them and questioned them to find out what happened. The couple had been together for 6 months. They had been drinking and decided to have sex in the car. Afterwards, the women went outside to the car to take care of some business and used a napkin, you know, for cleanup. She, quote, said, accidentally threw the napkin on her boyfriend and they started arguing and then fighting. The cops determined that the guy started the fight, even though it was his response to the pee napkin. So 21-year-old Robert Jancic was arrested for domestic battery. So a night of love and passion turned into a night of naked wrestling over a sanitary napkin, if you will.
How old is this couple?
They were like 20-something, like mid-20s, something like that.
Okay. I was wondering why they're having sex in a car.
Yeah.
She got a house.
Well, sometimes, you know, but if you're stuck in quarantine, though, and you got all the family around, sometimes you got to sneak out to the car.
Very true.
You know what I mean?
Very true.
That's why I got the camper pulled up into the driveway now. So if,
have two campers?
It's when I'm by myself, obviously, you know, that's really what's going on with it there. But okay. So now we learned, don't throw a pee napkin on your partner because you'll end up naked wrestling in the back of a car in Clearwater, Florida. Anything else on that?
Disgusting, man.
I got nothing. Rock 107 WIRX. Prank call of the week.
Hello!
Brought to you by Extreme Wireless on M139 in Benton Harbor and on 11th Street in Niles.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
I just got a call from our neighbor. You know the lady that lives across the street, right? The one that does the animal rescue stuff?
Right.
All right, I don't want you to freak out, okay? But apparently she had a snake get out. So she rescued, like, it was like an anaconda or something. Not like a boa constrictor, right? It's not a big one. Just relax. It's not like a big one.
Did you just say like an anaconda?
No, I'm saying like a boa constrictor. You know, like, it's not the one that...
I'm going to cry.
Okay, hold on, relax. She just said that she's not exactly sure where it is, just to be mindful.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey,
the dogs out.
Are the dogs out?
No.
Okay, well, I wouldn't let them out.
Oh, my gosh. I want to cry right now. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to freak out.
Wait. So she called. Everything's, like, you don't got to worry about getting bit or anything. I just, maybe for the dogs.
Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Just thinking about it is making me, like, seriously, I'm, like, crying
right
now.
So apparently, like, one of the dogs, like, ran out and it left the door open. And she said that she hasn't been able to find it anywhere in her house. So.
Why is it loose? How did it get out?
Like I said, I don't know. Like, the dog ran out and the door's open or something like that. She's not exactly sure. So are you in the house right now?
What is she doing? Yeah, what is she doing to... Oh, my God, those things can, like, squeeze into anything. Do we have, like, holes in our house anywhere?
Well, are the windows locked downstairs?
Yes, I think so. Oh, my God, I don't know.
Okay, well, look...
I forgot about those windows. Look,
well, actually, they're not going to go to the basement.
Screen.
Yeah, but they actually don't... The basement's fine because it's too cold. They're not going to go down there. They'll probably find someplace warm. So maybe, like, over by where the...
Where the dryer kicks out. Are you freaking kidding me?
Look, she said that she's got some friends on her way over to help, and they'll find it, I'm sure, but...
Oh, my gosh, how are they going to find this? I'm not going to be able to leave the house. I'm not joking.
Well, did you bring your stuff home? Can you work from home?
No. I was going to go back to the office and work.
Well,
I
can bring your stuff home. The big thing is don't let the dogs out, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
It's big enough to take down our dogs. That's what she said.
Oh, my gosh. This is insane. What are we supposed to do?
I honestly don't know. Wait, one more thing. I'm joking.
What?
I'm just kidding with you.
Oh,
there's no snake. There's no snake.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything's fine.
Oh, my gosh. I hate you so much. I'm so relieved. That seriously made me cry. Oh, my gosh. I hate you. Oh.
Okay, so...
You know what sucks is that I'm still going to be terrified of a snake outside. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know. I'm sure I'll pay for this later, but it was worth every second of it, so... There's no snake.
I hate you.
You're fine. I love you.
Yeah.
That was your prank call of the week. Brought to you by Extreme Wireless, your Boost mobile dealer on M139 in Benton Harbor and on 11th Street in Niles. Rock 107 WIRX.
Well, good morning. 8:38. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Oh, how the hell are you?
How the hell are you? Good to see ya. So,
exactly what it was like yesterday on my porch, man. I'm telling you. The people out there, they're kind. They're understanding what it's like to be socially distant and just people walking by the porch. How are you?
See,
everything good over there?
That's all going to change when the food runs out and supplies get scarce. Then we're all going to turn into post-apocalyptic murderers and thieves. You know, do you get that vibe?
I'm on my last steak. I might murder you tomorrow, so just have a good night.
See, you got nothing to worry about. You're too stringy. No one's going to want to eat you.
Yeah, very true. Maybe I'm thinking ahead, Brock.
Yeah, is that why?
Call me a doomsdayer, if you will, but...
I'm all stringy. No cannibal's going to want to eat me. I will say, you know, in watching everything that's, like, taking place, and obviously we have the stay home, stay safe executive order that got put into place, and you're still allowed to go outside. I just got to, you know, social distancing, only go out, you know, for really necessary things. I went out fishing for a little bit yesterday, just made sure I kept my distance. But you mentioned you saw a lot of people walking past the house and everything like that. I think it's still kind of, you know, happy-go-lucky, but, you know, we still got 2.5 more weeks of this, of this executive order, you know?
The wife and I sitting outside of the house, and I just know. I'm like, somebody's going to walk by. They're going to see us outside. If we're not 6 feet apart, somebody's going to say something. Sure enough, as soon as we sit outside, the neighbor walks by and just kind of snickers and like, 6 feet. And I knew somebody's going to say it. So I had a ruler or a tape measure on me on hand. So I just busted 6 feet out real quick. I was like, see, we're good. She started laughing. It was fantastic yesterday, man. It really was. It was just a good vibe. It was a good mood. Maybe it's because people don't have to go to work and they're outside walking around, walking their dogs. And it was kind of halfway decent yesterday, I guess.
Yeah. It's supposed to be warmer today. Let's say everyone's right now is kind of still bright eyed and bushy tailed because we haven't been worn down yet. I'm just telling people, make sure you stay positive because, you know, we got this is the first week, really. But then we got all next week. We got the following week where it's pretty much on lockdown. You just make sure you stay sane. You know, find things to occupy your time. Work out when you can. Do some push-ups, some sit-ups. Run in place. You know, keep the endorphins going.
I think yesterday I started to realize, man, if I could choose one thing, one great thing to come out of this, of people, when we can, you know, give each other high fives again and shake hands and do all that. Just the social interaction between people. If we can bring that back a little bit, phones, the internet, entertainment, Netflix, everything that we do is kind of distancing ourselves from one another. I think if we can bring one great thing out of this quarantine ordeal, that'd be awesome. Get socially active.
But see, we're learning not to be socially active. That's the thing. This is all going to be sent down to back. It's actually kind of nice being inside, not seeing anybody.
It's kind of like hitting reset, man. You know, let's just bomb it and we'll start over, dude. And there we go.
I want to do this. I want you at home from here on out. I don't want you coming into the studio ever again.
No, dude. The moment I see you. Butt-ass naked, dude. I'm going to give you a big hug.
Oh, God.
We're going to high five. We're going to shake hands.
No. We're staying clean. Everyone hopefully develops a habit of washing their hands. I wouldn't do that if there wasn't a coronavirus. We've already got over that.
We're gonna chicken fight with Speedos on.
Okay, fine. Fine, I'll do that. All right, let's get to it. Your comedian for today is Rory Scoville.
Rock 107 WIRX. Ba, 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 da, ba. Everything that rocks.
Just because you're gone doesn't mean I'm not going to do it, okay?
Please, God, take me now.
Okay. All right.
Oh, for the love of God. Anyway, good morning. 8:51. Brock Hunter. What's up, you ass?
What's up?
How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. Like to hear that you're doing well.
I got a very dry mouth right now, and it's not from smoking weed. I started drinking coffee. Like a cement mouth, drywall mouth.
Yeah. See, that's the only problem. I only drink coffee on rare occasions. I don't do too much of it. But yeah, once you drink coffee, that's all your breath smells like for the rest of the day is coffee.
It's very true.
Yeah.
It's very true. I noticed that at about 1 o'clock yesterday. I'm like, I still smell like coffee.
Still smell like coffee. And I get very sweaty when I drink coffee. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Just I get very sweaty.
You ever get jittery?
Not too often because I have a pretty high tolerance for caffeine. I mean, you know.
Somebody the other day was like, yeah, about like after 4 cups of coffee, I start to get the jitters. Like, 4 cups?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's why you get the jitters, bro.
I don't know why I'm jittery. I've been sucking on coffee beans all day. It's just weird. It's weird.
Yeah.
It gets
you going, though.
It does. It wakes you up, gets you going. Nice. Is that, do you put cream and sugar in yours?
Too much. No sugar. I can't do the sugar.
Oh, you can't put cream in there.
I don't have like the flavored cream, if you will. I'm just putting milk in it right now with a little bit of the, powdered cream, sugar-free powdered cream, French vanilla?
Yeah, you could do that. Well, you know there's sugar in milk there. What you should do is, get some of that non-dairy creamer, or, I mean, milk's fine, and then get some of that, like, stevia or whatever, that fake sugar. Use that.
Yeah.
Or be a man, stop being a pussy, and just drink it black. Can I get some,
black coffee.
French vanilla latte in my coffee, please?
Uh-huh. The black... And you know what? Well, why decaf? Why even drink coffee then?
See, now I'll do decaf at night with some Baileys because I can't have caffeine at 8 o'clock at night. You know what I mean? So that's
it's
what
like
you
drinking
avoid.
A non-alcoholic beer.
So when you make your little sissy coffee, do you have UGG boots on and some spandex or the yoga pants?
Shut up! You just said that because you knew I just got my first pair of UGGs.
like a month ago.
So right
my
now,
my wife bought them for me.
Yeah, sure she did. Sure she did. So right now, Hunter's wearing an oversized North Face with some yoga pants and UGG boots while you're drinking your little French vanilla sissy foo-foo drink.
I got my pinky up, man. You're jealous. I can smell it.
I'm very jealous. It sounds very comfortable. Anyway, let's get to it, your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency. Are you still?
One sip of coffee and you start talking like
Anyway, I digress. It's brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, boat, ATV, camper insurance. You know, summer is right around the corner. We're almost there. And once we're all done with this lockdown, you'll be able to go out. You want to make sure your stuff is covered. And just know, too, that Chris messaged me the other day. Mm-hmm. Right now, insurance is still considered essential. So he is not doing any office visits, but feel free to email him, give him a call. He still wants to make sure that you're covered, even though we're dealing with the kind of craziness right now. He's still there for you. So go see him, Chris Thompson. Chris. That's just weird. That's weird.
It's a coffee voice, man.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Let's see. Your dumb vocabulary for today.
Oh, God. I don't have Kiki to talk to.
I know. Let's do... God, I want to do Blumpkin, but I don't know if I'm ready yet or not.
Yeah. He wants to do Blumpkin. I don't even know
how I could word that to not get in trouble.
I know. You know what? Do it. I want to see how you can dance around this one.
We'll get Blumpkin.
See how you can dance around this one.
Blumpkin.
It's a funny word. It's a funny word. It's just fun to say Blumpkin.
Blumpkin. Do you know what a Blumpkin is, Hunter?
Yes, I know what a Blumpkin is.
You know what a Blumpkin is? Okay. Yeah. Blumpkin is. Can you word it? I want to see if you can word it.
No, don't try to put it on me. I know what you're doing because you can't dance around it, and you're trying to get me in trouble.
Blumpkin is when certain mouth pleasures done while you're taking care of business. How about that? Is that taking care of business in a special room? Where you shower and do other things.
That's probably the best
I can get away with it. That's probably the most I can do without Bossman Bill calling and yelling at me and firing me.
And if you're getting one of these, you just really need to reevaluate your life.
So you know that thing that Dad only gets on his birthday and anniversary. It's that while you're in the room that has a plunger.
Dad's disgusting.
And you're sitting in the thing that you're sitting on the thing that gets the plunger.
I take that back. Your mom's disgusting.
Example. Well, we're stuck at home because of this coronavirus. Might as well try the Blumpkin. That's not sanitary. Right now, hold off on Blumpkins because it's not. I think the CDC would highly vote against receiving Blumpkins at this point.
Wait. You did what?
That's it. You're going in quarantine, buddy. You're done. You're done. And that's your dumb vocabulary. We might have got fired. We'll see. We're fired. Rock.